Security Council Resolution 1325, which promotes women, peace and security, is widely regarded as a landmark UN agreement. In the 15 years since it was signed, it's offered a blueprint on how to boost gender equality and place women at the centre of key initiatives, including peace processes. Despite this and the growing number of states that have drawn up action plans inspired by Resolution 1325, women's rights continue to be ignored or violated. That's according to Binetta Diop, the African Union Special Envoy tasked with ensuring that women's voices are heard in peacebuilding and conflict resolution. Speaking at a conference in Geneva to review the progress of Resolution 1325, she said that it has plenty of support at grassroots level.
When you go to the field and you ask 1325, they will tell you we don't know 1325. But when you talk to them about protection of women, that they understand. When you talk about their fundamental rights, a right to be educated, for example, they understand 1325 from this angle. When you talk about settling the problem through the women's eyes, they understand 1325.
But the accord faces challenges from old and new rights abuses. These include rape in conflict zones and more recent emerging threats such as Nigeria's Boko Haram fundamentalists. They've carried out terrorist attacks in the north of the country and are responsible for rights abuses, including the kidnapping of the Chibok schoolgirls 500 days ago. Here's Binetta Diop again.
When we facilitated 1325 with the Security Council, we didn't have this kind of extremism. So now 1325 address participation, but there are new things that we need to see happening in 1325. When you meet with the Boko Haram areas where they are, you talk to the community how they can provide information because they infiltrate the community.
African Union Special Envoy Binetta Diop speaking there. Away from conflict zones, Resolution 1325 also faces another major obstacle, gender discrimination. It's what keeps women from getting ahead in the workplace. That's according to UN Training and Research Agency Chief Sally Fegan-Wiles, who explains what happened when she found the same bias in one poor and one rich country.
I asked both, you know, why is the number of women in leadership positions still so low in your countries? And in both, I got slightly different variation of the same answer, saying, well, you know, we like to have women educated because it's good for education of children and the families. But once women then start to have children, it's better that they continue to do it. And that's what they want. And I just find that that is so far from what the women themselves say.
UNITAR Chief Sally Fegan-Wiles there, who also insisted that we're falling back on gender equality. That's because many member states are, as she put it, allergic to the idea of measuring how well they've implemented Resolution 1325, since because it's come from the Security Council, it can, in theory, lead to sanctions. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.